In Jerusalem, an Israeli-American rabbi went on trial today. He's accused of trying to stop Israeli bulldozers from demolishing Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem. The rabbi said his protest was an act of civil disobedience over what he called an unjust and immoral Israeli policy. He faces up to 3 years in jail. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Dozens of people came to the Jerusalem courthouse today in a cold driving rain to support Rabbi Arik Asherman, the director of Rabbis for Human Rights. Only a few were able to squeeze into the tiny courtroom where the judge heard opening arguments. Asherman and two other Israelis are accused of obstructing justice by trying to stop the demolition of Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem last year. Asherman acknowledges they did try to stop the bulldozers, but he argues they were justified because it is almost impossible for Palestinians to obtain permits to build legally.
When, in the face of an unjust, immoral policy, when we have done everything, and we and others have done many things over the years to try to stop this policy by other means, that it is our civic, Zionist, and Jewish duty to stand in front of the bulldozers.
Asherman says he draws inspiration from the work of Martin Luther King Jr. Asherman says he's been arrested about a dozen times on similar charges. The group he heads, Rabbis for Human Rights, tries to promote human rights from a Jewish religious perspective. The 100 or so members have been involved in numerous causes. Some have served as human shields for Palestinians who face harassment by Jewish settlers when trying to harvest their olive groves. In the home demolition case, more than 300 rabbis in the United States have signed a letter supporting Asherman. At today's hearing, Asherman urged the court to drop the charges because, he said, Israel's policy of home demolitions is discriminatory. He said that in the past 3 years, more than 150 homes have been demolished in East Jerusalem. Another Israeli group, the Committee Against House Demolitions, says that since 1967, a total of 11,000 Palestinian homes have been demolished in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, some for being built without permits, and others that Israel says were used as terrorist bases. Prosecutor Shlomit Landis says the court should limit its discussion to the facts of the case. This is not the place to discuss the issue of discrimination, she said. The question is, did they break the law or not? But speaking to supporters after the hearing, Asherman said he hopes the trial will bring the issue of Palestinian home demolitions to a wider audience.
This will also be debated in the court of opinion, world opinion. This will be debated in the, has to be done in front of the families whose homes have been demolished. And I thank all of you for being here to stand not only with us, but even more importantly with the Palestinian families who are suffering and continue to suffer from this terrible policy.
The judge gave Asherman 20 days to submit evidence and material on the issue of home demolitions, and the state will then respond. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.